Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Yes, my name's Catherine Herman. I have a withdrawal from Majestic Powerful for $56.95. Can you tell me what that's for?
Yes, ma'am. We are a third party that do stand in for multiple online merchants. Give me one moment. May I have your zip code, please?
54929.
Okay, that was 54929, and that first and last name?
Catherine Herman.
All right, looks like we do have an account for you for security purposes. Can I get you to verify the shipping address on file for me, please?
It's 25 North 12th Street, Clintonville, Wisconsin.
All right, thank you for that. Allow me one moment, just waiting for everything to load up here. I do apologize that it's taking a bit long.
That's quite all right. I just didn't recognize the name here. I don't know what the withdrawal was for.
All right. Everything's loaded up. And it looks like this is for the kitchen sweepstakes. It looks like the sweepstakes was entered back on the 15th, where you picked the $7.95 to enter. And it looks like it did enroll you into their sweepstakes to where they enter you into the drawing each month to up your chances in winning that KitchenAid. And they also send out a $100 voucher to you as well for you to also use on their discount shopping store site to shop.
I did not order this.
Okay.
So how you got this information and you got $56.95 taken out for Majestic Powerful and then...
No, ma'am. It's for the KitchenAid sweepstakes. That's just the third party that they bill through.
Because there was another withdrawal
back on June 19th.
Let me see here.
Now, do you remember entering into that sweepstakes back on the 15th?
No, because the other one was Perfection.
What is yes, ma'am, that's the third party that they billed through.
And then there was a $7.95 from the same one.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did not apply for this.
All right. And so if you are stating that this, you did not place this order back on the 15th, what we can do next is get you transferred over to the fraud department so they can look in further with you. And the way that their process work is they send a copy of your account along with the copy of all call on tonight to your local police department, and they will open their own investigation to track down on who used the card. Would you like to be transferred over to the fraud department on today?
Well, not at this time. Is there any way to stop this from coming out of my account?
Yes, ma'am, I can go ahead and get that account canceled for you on today.
Yes, I'd appreciate that. No way of getting the money back that they already got.
Now, what I can do is, like I said, except you stated that you didn't place the order, the fraud department will be the ones that will verify everything on the account to see if it matches any of the information that we have. The least that they will do is a 50% credit. And that's only if the information end up matching what's on the account, they'll still apply that 50% credit. But if it does matches what's on the account, then they'll just go a process up from there.
Okay. Yeah, let's get this canceled. I can't afford that every fucking month. I'm on disability, and I thought it was for something else, so I did kind of bypass it the first two times because I thought it was for some things I ordered from Walmart.
Gotcha.
And then I got this one, and I realized it's under a different, like you said, a different third party, that it wasn't from Walmart, that it was something I did not order. Because I don't order stuff, you know, through, like, whatever you said. It's usually through, like, Walmart or someplace I can trust.
I totally understand. All right, give me one moment. Let me go ahead and get this account canceled for you, and I'll be back on the line with a confirmation number.
Okay.
All right, I now have that account canceled for you, and I also have a confirmation number for you as well. Let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay, I'm trying to get a pen out here and a piece of paper. Good thing you can cancel it, because I've been frauded in identity theft once before in a similar manner. My heart is pounding like 90 miles an hour. Okay. Confirmation number is
CS and Charlie 261085382.
382? Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's confirmation number. And your name was?
Tarnisha.
Can you spell that for me?
Sure. That's T as in Tom, A R. N I S H A.
S H A. Okay. And you're working, what's your company?
We're a third party call center that stands in for multiple merchants, and the charge was for a KitchenAid sweepstakes.
As much as I would like a KitchenAid, I can't afford one. Okay, Tanisha. Third party. Okay. Thank you very much. Now this is canceled. There will be no more withdrawals from this.
That is correct. You will not receive anything else from this merchant.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a good one.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.